You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. We're once again joined by the blind kid Brett Devlew, blind skateboarder from Canada, to find out about his upcoming documentary. Brett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
So last time you were on, you told us a little bit about your upcoming documentary film made by Hippie Mike about your journey. It's nearly here. Tell us all about the documentary.
Well, yeah, it's been one heck of a journey, man. Actually, I think the last time we spoke, we had just finished filming the first half of it. And we had to get one more day of filming in since the last time we spoke. And I snapped my femur in half. So it's been a long recovery since then. Now it's coming out, but it's being premiering on November 22nd and 28th in Vancouver, Canada. The documentary is all about a fight of resilience, rebuilding, and just proving that you never should give up. Because, dude, it was all about the story of me telling I've gone blind and I kept skating. Look at me, skateboard blind. And then you know what? I guess that just wasn't enough for me. So I had to go prove it. Snap my leg in half and then hop back on the board about 6 months later, roughly. And now we're back skating, back ripping. And it's all about that. And it's all about doing that with the help of somebody that's amazing, like Hippie Mike.
Now, what do you want audiences to take away from this documentary? You mentioned a little bit about the story of resilience, but when people come out after seeing it, what do you want their main takeaway to be?
I want them to come out of this with a new outlook on life, because there's a lot of people out there that I know that are just like me and may not be blind, or just like us, may not be blind, may not have that kind of ailment, but they've all got something. And I want them to feel like they don't have to carry that weight anymore while having anything they've got going on in their life. Come out of this with a smile, really, and just know that it's going to be all right and never, ever, ever give up.
Now, as well as making documentaries and breaking your leg, you've also become a father since the last time that we spoke. The blind kids had a kid. How are you finding fatherhood so far?
Oh, man, I'm currently feeding my son right now on my lap, and he's 3 months old. It's the best. It is the best. It's the most rewarding thing ever. You never thought, like, that this little monster that comes out screaming is going to have you by the heart, but he's got my heart so wrapped up in his little fat fists. And also, you're going to get poop on your fingers. I've already held him on a skateboard, though. You know, he likes it. Didn't freak out. He gets it. He was all stanced up, locked in. He got it.
You know what, Brett? I'd expect nothing less from you than to have him on a skateboard within 3 months.
I held him from under his armpits, but he was going like he literally had the right stance. It was so cool. I thought he'd be like yelling to because he was scared you're moving sideways, but no, he was just like, okay, let's keep on moving. Can we go take this down the whole hallway?
He'll be ollieing by the time he's out of nappies.
Oh, for sure, dude. Honestly, it'd be smarter to have him ollieing with him on, because I have a little cushion on the pushing.
You've got this film coming out. You're knee-deep in fatherhood at the moment. How are you finding time to get out on the board and, you know, still doing what you do?
Man, actually, my wife and I went back to the skate park a couple weeks ago, and Malcolm is my son's name. Malcolm was in the stroller on the edge of the park, and I guess he loves the sound of skateboards rolling around. He better, but he does, and he was, because he fell asleep right away, just enjoyed it, smiling the whole time, and so he just... You make it happen if you want it to happen, man.
Absolutely. And finally for you, Brett, for more information on your documentary or just to see the cool stuff you can do on a skateboard, where can people find you online?
Currently, I've been putting a lot of energy into my Facebook page, TBK The Blind Kid. And I've been posting every day about my journey, my story of going blind. So I actually started from right when I went blind at 16 to... Every day is just another part throughout the chronological timeline. And so Facebook page, I've also got my ticket link and my documentary trailer up on there. You can check out my YouTube, TBK The Blind Kid, TikTok and Instagram. It's all The Blind Kid, TBK The Blind Kid. And yeah, it's fun, man. Keep your eyes out for that stuff. It's a lot of fun. And if you're having a bad day or you might need a smile or feel like you might need a little inspiration, go check it out.
Great stuff. Well, Brett Devlew, The Blind Kid, thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, David. This has been a great time.